And may we indeed live out the prayers of that hymn, all to the glory of God, as he guides us in today's word and by his Spirit. Amen. We are in a series on the Gospel of Luke, and if you have not been here in previous weeks, we've been going chapter by chapter. It is an opportunity for us to hear the word of God stretched out before us and hear how he maybe is stretching us a bit to grow in our faith and in our walk before the Lord. I really encourage you, if you have the opportunity this week, or maybe later today even, to read through this chapter again. Let God speak to it, since I'll just be hitting a few highlights here this morning. Also, you're welcome to come to Bible class immediately after at 10:15, where we'll dig in a little bit deeper into some of these scriptures. And I want to challenge you. I want to lovingly challenge and encourage you to read chapter 18 in the coming week. Again, as we read God's word in a prayerful way, Lord, speak to me. Help me know what you want me to know. Help me then do what you want me to do that's here in this word. He will always honor that prayer and always guide us. So we're going along in here, and one of the very first things I hope you heard was a seriousness to what Jesus had to say. The first serious part that comes through in this is how serious he views sin. Sin's going to come into the world, Jesus said. But realize, soberly realize, how wrong it will be, how hard it will be for those through whom sin comes. And I think if Jesus was only talking about other people about that, he would have pointed out there to all of them. But he spoke that word to his disciples, his closest followers. And so we, his disciples, his close followers today, need to hear that. To hear that sin really bothers Jesus. Why? Because he knows it damages people that he loves. And there's a double damage that happens if you or I are the channel through whom sin affects other people. Did you hear how soberly Jesus spoke about it? It would be better for us to have a millstone weighing 200, 500 pounds tied around our necks and thrown out into the sea than to be one of the ones that's leading one of God's people, one of his precious little ones, into sin. Jesus is going to come. He's come to earth. He's come to pay a crushing debt for sin. And he's imploring you and I as his people to walk as closely as we can to him, empowered as much as possible by his Spirit, so we are not the channels that impact others. You know, I used to hear some of my pastor friends say that, you know, one of my elders came in to see me on Monday. He said, you know, Pastor, there were a lot of people really bothered by your sermon. He says, well, how do you know? He says, well, I went out to lunch with a few of them, and they didn't really eat their lunch. They had roast pastor. Now, the thing is, it's one thing for, oh, the sermon was too long, whatever. But, you know, the people who hear that don't just roll their eyes. They go, see? That's why I don't go to church. That's why I don't spend any time with those hypocritical Christians who just talk bad about each other behind each other's backs. That's the kind of thing that Jesus is talking about. Beware how our little statements or our little inactions, how our little judgments can add up to have a big impact. Maybe the next generation doesn't want to follow and sit in the pews like we have. Maybe the next generation doesn't even want to hear the words of Jesus because they've heard too much of our words that really block out what he's all about. May God keep us from this. The disciples then hear Jesus talk about how important it is to not only not be the channel to bring sin into someone else's life, but that we are a channel bringing grace, bringing forgiveness. He says, even if your brother or sister sins against you 7 times in one day and they come back 7 times and say, I'm sorry, please forgive me, you're supposed to forgive them. And I love the disciples' answer. Increase our faith. How am I supposed to forgive somebody that does the same sin against me 7 times in one day? That's more than I can do, Jesus. And you're right. It is more than we can do. I have made this statement many times in my ministry. I hope I don't make you roll your eyes and glaze over one more time. But please hear this from the Spirit of God. You cannot live the Christian life without the power that Jesus Christ gives. You can't forgive without Him giving His Spirit to you and relying on that Spirit to forgive. There is no way. So when we say increase our faith, what we're really saying is, Lord, help more of You get in me. I can't live the way You are calling me to live. I can't live the way You live, Jesus, unless I have more of You in me. More of You taking the lead. That's what we mean when we say increase our faith. Increase our faith not in me and that I can stretch my forgiveness muscles, but increase our faith in Him who gives us all the forgiveness we need to forgive others. Increase our faith in what? That He is there, that He listens, that He who can do the impossible will give that grace to help us do the impossible. I would struggle to forgive somebody the same sin 7 times. I'll be honest to stand in the pulpit before you and say it. But with the help of God's Spirit, I believe I could do it, and you could too. So may He help all of us to do that. So did you notice something, though, already in the rhythm of this? It was first, watch yourself so you don't give sin. And then it was this next little part in here that you and I could rebuke someone if they're sinning. Rebuking our brother or sister. I think it's so important that we get the idea that we're watching for our own sins first. Isn't it true? It is fairly easy to spot the sin in someone else. But isn't it also maybe even truer that the sin in us is the one we have more opportunity to actually change? I can't confess for someone else's sin, but I can confess and repent for my own. And so can you. We ask God to help us. And that word rebuke I'm going to spend some time with, it's not rebuke as in, ooh, you horrible sinner. It's rebuke as in, I don't want you to go down that path of destruction. So I gently want to wake you up to the damage your sin is doing or may do, and that you would turn back instead to God. There's so many variations to what that word is about rebuking or correcting. And in Bible class, I'll explore them some more. We have Jesus saying these things to us, watching out to see what it is that He does. Well, how do you and I spot our sins? How do I notice it? How do I hear the nudge of His Spirit so I really know? You may know this, but when they are training federal agents and even local police how to spot counterfeit bills, the way they do it is by giving them a lot of time spending feeling the real thing. Here's what the paper really feels like of a brand new fresh 20, of a brand new fresh 100. And by getting so familiar with the paper, the fibers, the feel, the look, the extra security features, they're so aware of what the real thing looks like that the fake thing stands right out. When you and I know Jesus, the real salvation, the real life, truth, and way, then we begin to notice the things in us that don't match up to that pretty easily. Oh yeah, that's not how Jesus would have said that. That's not how Jesus would have done that. I need to work on that. I need God's help to change. When you and I know Jesus well, then it becomes that much easier. When we see how He does what He does, and then we ask for His help, it'll become much clearer, more obvious, those places where our life isn't lining up with His and where we most need His grace and His guidance to change. And you say, how do I change all that? How do I work at all that? And this is, again, where I think Jesus gives this beautiful gift to us of what we can do with faith. Faith that we say, even as small as a mustard seed, can have such a huge impact. Faith of Kim that started out saying, I think we can do this accreditation thing. Yeah, I think we can even start it in the middle of a pandemic. That's some huge, amazing faith. Faith in all the teachers and the board members and all of the parents who got together and said, it's worth it. Let's do this. God will help us. Faith in all of you who not only started this church so many years ago, but sustain it, coming in, offering and opening our doors to helping all and anyone find the grace that God offers. If we have faith in God, we can do the tasks that He put before us. We can do those things that maybe even seem impossible, and we never face any of those tasks alone. He's always with us. He's always there to strengthen and to make it happen. So I ask all of us to come humbly before Him, to have our hearts open and lay ourselves before His Word and before His example, before His grace shared for us on the cross, and ask Him daily, the Lord who loves you, to empower you, only by his empowerment, only by the grace shed from that cross and poured out again through his resurrection gift of peace and forgiveness. Only then can we do the things Jesus called us to do. And may he help us do it, all to his glory. Amen.